gardener shopping for a new shrub or flowering plant should make sure they don't accidentally purchase a harmful weed from a nursery, state agricultural officials said. The warning comes after two merchants in the last week unintentionally sold harmful weeds, highlighting the need for consumers to check out a plant's origins before buying, according to the state agricultural department. Unless you actually identify the plant by the scientific name, it's very hard to tell, said Rachel Seifert-Spildy, a state noxious weed specialist. A lot of these have three, four, or five common names. North Dakota lists a dozen plants as noxious weeds, meaning they are difficult to control, spread easily, and can harm crops, livestock, or other property. Several of the weeds originally were ornamental plants, and some occasionally are still available for commercial sale. The Agricultural Department has stepped up efforts to educate gardeners about those weeds, Seifert-Spildy said. It's been more concentrated in the past few years because our newer noxious listed weeds, salt cedar and loosestrife, are really popular ornamental plants, she said. The merchants had salt cedar and yellow toadflax for sale, but weren't aware the plants are harmful weeds, said Agriculture Commissioner Roger Johnson. They were asked to get rid of the plants, he said. County weed control agents and nursery owners also are working with state and federal officials to develop an educational brochure that alerts green thumbs to the dangers of noxious weeds.